Blog Talk Radio.
Long time since I have last spoke with you. We took the summer off and we are back now, and tonight is all about your kids, your money, your plans. The kids are back in school, so back in school, ready or not, here they come. But before we do anything, I'm going to give you a chance to stand in line to call in, because you're definitely not going to want to miss this show. We're going to be talking about some really hot topics tonight about the 42 digital resources for students and parents when it comes to kids going back to school. So our phone number, if you would like to call in, is 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Before we do anything on this show, we must play our disclaimer. So I will play that for you, and then we will be right back right after the disclaimer is played. So hold on tight. Go get you something to drink. Call a friend and let them know that you are listening to Secure Your Life. It's all about your kids, your money, your plans on this Thursday night. So here's our disclaimer.
It is time to do a little housekeeping and give you our disclaimer for Secure Your Life. The views and opinions expressed on the show may not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the host, the sponsors, this station, and that of Puricon Productions. The content and or information that is referenced and referred to on this program are intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. We encourage our listeners to seek direct consultation from a qualified, licensed, and certified professional. The purpose of this show is to provide an open forum where one is free to express his or her opinion. In a no-holds-barred discussion about money, personal finances, and business matters. Now, it is time for you to sit back and participate and enjoy the show. And once again, thank you for joining us for Secure Your Life.
we are back, and yes, you are listening to Secure Your Life. Tonight is all about your kids, your money, and your plans, and we are talking about back to school, ready or not, here they come. Believe it or not, to me, it seems as if the summer just went by too quickly. It just seems like the kids just get out of school, but I know for some parents, they are so happy that the kids are indeed going back, or some of them have actually already started school. So if you're from one of those families where you've already started school, I'd like to hear from you, and you let me know how exactly is that going. Are you glad that your kids are back in school? Probably not. I know the kids are probably not happy. Parents are probably glad that the kids are back. I happen to be impartial about the situation. I'm kind of happy that school is going to start in one sense, and then kind of sad that summer is ending, because that means that fall and winter is coming soon. But let's talk about our subject. Back to school, ready or not, here they come. Now, unfortunately for a lot of us as parents, we've gotten the big, huge list of school supplies and school fees and everything else that the kids are going to need for school. So we're going to talk about a little bit about what to do in the case of trying to get all those school supplies, all of the school fees, and everything else that your kids are going to need or they claim they just have to have for school. So if you just joined us, you can call us in and tell us about your experience with your little ones, even those who have already started school and those who will be starting after Labor Day. I would like to hear from you. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. And we're going to talk about the 42 digital resources for students and parents. Now, as you know, all of us are trying to save money. I need to know I am trying to save money. And if you, like I am, you kind of bought a lot of school supplies last year, so you need to go through those shoe boxes or, you know, the old book bags and kind of look and see what school supplies you need, hitting around the house, look into those drawers that we call the junk drawers, and see if you actually still have the Elmer's glue that may still be good, the crayons, the colored pencils, you know, rulers, because these are things that they're going to need, but not necessarily that you're going to have to actually buy brand new. So if you already have those things, or even call the grandparents, find out if they even have some of the stuff that the children may have used over the summer and just brought over to the grandparents' house. Dig that stuff up, and, you know, recyclables are great. You know, see exactly what you have left from last school year. Believe it or not, you know, you may still even have the book bags that are still left. If you're like me, my children every year go through two book bags. You know, we start off with a book bag, and before school ends, we end up having to buy a new book bag, especially with the books being as heavy as they are and have been over the years. It seems like their book bags get heavier and heavier with more and more books. You would think that the bigger the book, the bigger the brain, but that's a different story altogether. But I'm going to let some of our callers that are holding chime in on the conversation before we go deep into the new resources that I have found that a lot of the schools are actually asking for, requiring, or at least put on their wish list. So I'm going to go to area code 312217. How are you this evening?
Well, good evening, Diamond. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. I know I have definitely missed all of you. We have taken such a long time off, but now we are back, and I am welcoming you to our Your Kids, Your Money, Your Plans show for tonight. And tell me, what's going on in your household about school?
Okay, what's going on in my household is going about, has anybody checked and found a decent, these tech calculators that don't cost you, that you have to go get a loan to take out, and you don't even know how to operate?
Ah.
That's on these lists?
Yes, the scientific calculators. Well, yeah, and they can be quite expensive. But here's the thing, believe it or not, you can find these scientific calculators at some of the Dollar Trees. Dollar Tree. You can find them at Dollar Tree. You can find them at Dollar General. You can also find them at Family Dollar. Walmart has them, and you don't. Kmart, Target, you don't have to spend a whole lot of money.
Because Staples is high.
And yes, Staples, most of the office supply stores are very high. So you don't really have to spend a lot of money. I actually bought my children's scientific calculator, believe it or not, at the grocery store. Yes, I did. And it was there. It was relatively cheap. I think I spent maybe between $8 to $10.
Those were like $15.
And it came with instructions and everything. So, yes, you know, you really – and you need to shop around. Matter of fact, the web is your friend. So utilize the Internet because you can actually find basically all of your school supplies online. You can go to Craigslist. You can go to eBay, believe it or not, yes. You just Google. You can Google the school supplies that's on the list and actually try to find the cheapest price. So, yeah, that's some good things that you can do. And believe it or not, there are some really new techno things that are happening in the classroom that the kids are now going to be utilizing more technology, depending on the school that you go, that your children are going to. They're going to start to incorporate more technology into the classrooms. A lot of the classrooms have smart boards. And they're also going to be using this year iPad 2s in the classroom. Believe it or not, yes, iPad 2s are coming to a classroom near you. So students are really getting high tech. A lot of the schools are supplying these. I mean, a lot of, and also they're starting to have the iPads are going to be also utilizing podcasts for a lot of the learning, learners. Well, podcasts are like broadcasts, but it's not over the radio. So you can actually download these things from iTunes, and these are like broadcasts that has happened, and you're getting the audio version of it where you can actually get your a lot of the subject matter is going to be done in podcasts. So if you need help getting back into learning mode, these podcasts will be open to your ears and work. While an insight in science, history, economics, literature, math, and more. So yeah, there's some podcast things that are going to be going on. We're going to have all of this on the Secure Your Life website as well. It won't be up there tonight, but it will be there probably tomorrow. So if you do go to our website, that is secureyourlife.net, that would be S. E-C-U-R-E, the word your, Y-O-U-R, and we always spell life on this show, LYFE.net. So that's secureyourlife.net, and you'll be able to get all of the information that we talk about on all of our shows on the Internet, on our website. So it should be up there tomorrow, and you'll be able to get all of the hot tips that we are talking about tonight. I'm not going to be able to cover all 42 of the digital resources that are going to be happening in this brand new to the classroom, as well as what's going to be happening in at home with these kids and what they're going to be having an opportunity to take advantage of. Because like I said, we are definitely in the digital age, and these kids are going to be learning a whole lot more on the digital side of things than they were ever before. So I'm going to take another phone call, and if you'd like to join in the conversation this evening, you can. The phone number is area code 347-884-9343. Again, that is area code 347-884-9343. Area code 815, you are on the air. How are you this evening?
Good morning, Diamond. How are you?
Well, I am doing great. Just trying to get everybody ready for Labor Day, because at my house, school starts right after Labor Day, and we have been brought down with all these crazy school supply lists from the school, and the school fees were outrageous. So we're trying to deal with that and try to help parents come up with great ideas on how they can save money, even though the wish list for the school may be long and your pockets may be short, but you can still be able to send these kids back to school prime and ready to go.
Oh, well,
so
like
tell me, what do you think about what's going on with the schools going to the digital age of things?
Well, I think it's just a sign of the times. Technology, technology, technology. You've got to keep up.
Yeah, and that is so true.
Yeah, you've got to keep up. So you can't say, okay, well, it's a bad idea. We're not going to do it. We can't afford it. Well, they just have to find a means of affording it, because it's going to be one of these things. Everybody's going to be doing it. Your kids will just be left behind.
Right.
They're not doing it. But I'd like to say something on this thing of saving a couple of bucks on your school supplies.
Yes.
Okay. If they start shopping early for the school supplies, tell people you can't do it too early.
That's
notebook,
right.
Okay, you think like your folders, your notebook paper and stuff like that. Hey, those things don't get old.
No, they don't.
Okay, now what a lot of stores do, they don't, okay, the stuff that's left over, that say that when the school season is over, the stores, they have a lot of stock left. Some stock level, having the foggiest notion of how much. But what a lot of them will do, like Walmart and a number of other outlets, they will donate it to a resale shop, like Salvation Army or Goodwill.
Oh, that's right.
Right, they donate that stuff, and say your Elmer's glue all,
mm-hmm.
your Crayolas and stuff like that. A lot of that stuff, it ends up in the resale shop during the summer months.
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah, when nobody's even thinking about school.
That is so true. You are so correct in that. You can save a lot of money if you shop wisely. And like you said, it's never too early. And a lot of the schools are going year-round. So a lot of the stores are definitely keeping these school supply sales a lot longer. They're starting a lot earlier.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now that is going to cut into a lot of the into a lot of this stuff that they've been donating. Also, they're kind of, a lot of the stores, they're cutting back on what they're stocking anyway.
That's true.
So they're dealing with a thing of, say, what they're trying to do is to figure out, say, okay, we're getting X number of I have the foggiest notion of how. Of say what say like oh say like your loose leaf notebook paper, I haven't the foggiest notion of say like how many are, we'll say a box or a bundle of whatever, of the loose leaf notebook paper, they'll be figuring okay say ordinary but they'll be figure they try to figure it pretty as close as they possibly can, so they won't have any leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. So that the economy okay when the economy was going good. They could afford to have some leftovers, and the thing, and they would get it. They would get a portion of that back, because okay, first of all, the more they buy, the cheaper it is. So, and they can get a portion of any losses they take from the stuff they don't sell when they donate it to a charitable organization such as the Goodwill or Salvation Army. So those are nonprofit organizations, so they can get a write off on their taxes for that.
That's right.
See,
that
so
is so true.
Right. See, so this, but despite the fact of the, because I have noticed there, I would say like okay, like this summer there was not, I didn't see as much say like really school supply stuff as I had been seeing over the years. But there was still a lot of stuff out there though. Yeah, there was still a lot of stuff out there.
I suggest that all parents, before you shop, shop in your house. Because believe it or not, you know, you might be surprised about how many actual school supplies you still have in at home. You know, you still may have the box of crayons that have not been used or just gently used. If then you, I mean, they don't necessarily have to always have completely brand new things every year for school. If you still have some of the school supplies left and they still have most of the crayons, you know, you still need the same supplies at home that you need at school too. Because sometimes those projects do come home and they're going to need the markers. And you know, there are some things that you are going to have to buy. But try to see if you can recycle some of the stuff that you bought closer to the end of the school year. Those things are still good. Like you said, the notebook paper. The, you know, we went through two book bags in my household because of the book, you know, with the wear and tear on the book bags because of the book sizes are so big. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you really, really can do that you really need to think about before you go out and spend a whole lot of money on school supplies. So,
well,
I just want to give you some quick tips.
Contact people within your family of the students who had graduated. The first thing they shared is I don't want the book bag. Just take all this stuff. I don't even want to see it again. So,
right.
You know, especially if you have somebody that's in transition from high school to college, their needs are totally different.
That's right.
Oh, say, Diamond?
Yes.
Yeah, speaking of book bag, now that is something that I did see, I did notice a lot of, that a lot of the shops had were book bags and other type of bags that could be used for carrying books. I did notice a lot of those. I did notice that they did not have so much, so much notebook paper and the ballpoint pens and stuff like that and the markers and stuff. I didn't see, they had some, but nowhere near what I had been seeing, like, say, the past, like, last year even, like, last summer, I should say. See, this summer was see, like, really, there was a big difference in what was being donated.
Right.
Right. But a lot of things, like I said, they still have some stuff, and a lot of and people were buying it.
Well, of course, because you do need it, and it, like you said, it does not get old. But you can always shop at the dollar store.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar Tree is the best because you know one, you already know how much the stuff is going to be. You can get the markers, the crayons, the color pencils, notebook paper, folders. You can get all of that construction paper at the dollar store. You may
they
not
have
those
they have calculators too.
And they have calculators too. Yes,
yeah.
They do. So a lot of the stuff that you think that you need or that's on your child's list, try to do it the most economic way possible.
Yeah, dictionaries, thesauruses.
That's right. Get your dictionary, thesauruses. Now, of course, because we are going through the digital age, a lot of kids are required now to do homework and classwork on the computer. So you really, I mean, that saves on a lot of notebook paper, too, because if they're doing everything digitally, then, you know, at most, you're definitely going to have to start getting these reams of copy paper or printing paper. And lots of print cartridges, because a lot of their homework they're not actually putting pen to paper, they're actually having to be printed from the printer off of your computer, and there's no getting around that. But you can also utilize Walgreens to refill those cartridges if you have the kind of printer that allows you to have your ink recycled, which is great. And if you don't have the ones that you can refill yourself, always donate your old cartridges. And some of the office supply stores will give you a credit or a coupon for other items in the store. So that is a good way of, one, helping the environment, and two, getting some money back or at least some kind of coupon off for yourself.
Say, Diamond?
Really quick tips, yes.
And I have a question, like you're saying, about those those cartridges for the printer,
yes.
For the printers, I should say. Now I have seen a lot of those in the resale shops.
Well,
now, I don't know anything about printers or how the cartridges work, but I've seen those cartridges that are for the printers.
Yeah, you have to be very careful with those because nine times out of ten.
I mean, they're brand new in the package and everything.
They won't work.
Hmm?
They're brand new in the package,
which
and they could be done.
Have. HP is notorious. They only take, and matter of fact, Dell is too. They get real finicky. You have to get their cartridges. Otherwise, you might have problems in printing.
Uh-huh.
So that's what you have to be careful with. So you can get them recycled. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, or you have to know how to do it. It's a certain thing with the printer that you have to do in order for it to detect it. But, yeah, I would tell anyone, when you start dealing with recycled ink cartridges, you need to talk to the people that you got it from, and they can tell you whether that's acceptable or not.
What happens with new cartridges? I mean,
new
like
cartridges will be fine.
Okay, well, like I said, the cartridges I'm talking about, they're brand new in the package with the cellophane and everything.
And as long as it's been open, you should be fine.
Oh, okay. Well, like I said, I don't know anything about printers or the cartridges, but that is something I have seen a lot of.
Well, let me say this, guys. Before we go, we have a very short show this evening, but I would like to encourage you all to definitely tune in to us next time for Friday, which is always our Dollar Diva and our Bargain Betty. We're probably going to be talking more about how to save money for back to school and some other great things, great topics going on. So we will definitely tune in tomorrow so that we can welcome everyone back to our new season of Secure Your Life. It started tonight. We had a long vacation, but I'm so happy that we are back. And before we go, let me make a quick announcement. Secure Your Life is giving a phenomenal event for women. It is called the Women's Empowerment Spa Retreat Weekend, and you must be there. It is happening November 18th through the 20th in Bloomingdale, Illinois. If you want more information about this fabulous event, they are giving a great, great sale on this. You cannot believe the price is unbelievable. 50% off if you register between now and Labor Day night, which means Monday night at midnight. It is all over, so you have to register before midnight on Monday. And you get the information for the Women's Spa Retreat for November 18th through the 20th. You want to go to our website. That is www.secure, that's S-E-C-U-R-E, your life, LYFE.net. Look on there. You can't miss it. It says in really big letters, Women's Empowerment Spa Getaway Retreat. You don't want to miss that. So I'm encouraging you all, definitely, if you have a woman in your life that you love, that you know, your mom, your sister, your cousin, whoever it is, and she needs to be pampered, I think you definitely need to take advantage. And ladies, you definitely deserve to put yourself first for a change. And I want to thank you all for listening to us on Secure Your Life. We'll see you all tomorrow. So I'm going to say good night to everybody.
Good night, Diamond.
Good night.